ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कंठ 3 चैप्टर 31 entitled The Movements of the Living Entities. Then text number 31. Tad artham kurute karma yat badha yati samsmritim yaha anu yati dadat klesham avidya karma bandhanah tad artham kurute karma yad baddho yati samsritim यो नुयाति ददत् क्लेशम् अविद्याकर्मबन्धनः तदर्थं कुरुते कर्म यद्बद्धो याति संस्मृतिम् यो नुयाति ददत् क्लेशम् अविद्या कर्म बंधनः तदर्थं कुरुते कर्म यद् बद्धो याति संस्मृतिम् यो नु याति ददत् क्लेशम् अविद्या कर्म बंधनः Tadartham, for the sake of the body. Kurute, he performs karma, actions. Yat baddha, bound by which. Yati, he goes. Samsritim. To repeated birth and death. Yaha, which body? Anuyati, follows. Dadat, giving. Klesham, misery. Avidya, by ignorance. Karma, by fruit of activities. Bandhana, the cause of bondage. The cause of bondage. Translation, for the sake of the body, which is a source of constant trouble to him and which follows him because he is bound by ties of ignorance and fruit of activities, he performs various actions which cause him to be subject to repeated birth and death. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that one has to work to satisfy Yajna or Vishnu, for any work done without purpose of satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a cause of bondage. In the conditional state, a living entity accepting his body as himself forgets his eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and acts on the interest of his body. He takes the body as himself, his bodily expansions as his kinsmen, and the land from which his body is born as worshipable. In this way, he performs all sorts of misconceived activities which lead to his perpetual bondage in repetition of birth and death in various species. In modern civilization, the so-called social, national, and government leaders misled people more and more under the bodily conception of life, with the result that all the leaders with their followers are gliding down to hellish conditions, birth after birth. An example is given in Srimad Bhagavatam, Andhayantahir Upaniyamanaha. When a blind man leads several other blind men, the result is that all of them fall down in a ditch. This is actually happening. There are many leaders to lead the ignorant public, but because every one of them is bewildered by the bodily conception of life, there is no peace and prosperity in human society. So-called yogis who perform various bodily feats are also in the same category as such ignorant people, because the Hatha Yoga system is especially recommended for persons who are grossly implicated in the bodily conception. The conclusion is that as long as one is fixed in the bodily conception, he has to suffer birth and death. Om Agyana Timurandhayasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshur Anmilitamina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manubhishtam Sthapitam Mena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then here we have Devahuti, and Kapila Dev, he is explaining to Devahuti. He is giving her teaching about Sankhya Yoga, the real Sankhya Yoga. Then we know that when Kardama Muni, he left for the forest, then Devahuti, she was very much agitated by the senses. She was sincerely agitated, Devahuti. Then this happened in the 25th chapter. Devahuti, she could not tolerate that her husband, he has left her. She wanted that her husband stays with her. Then to relieve her, Kapila Muni, he will give all these very difficult teachings here. It starts from 25th chapter. And it go until the last. There is only one verse regarding Devahuti's agitation, sexual agitation or sense. There is this verse, it's 3:25-7. Quickly, there is only one verse. And because of this verse, the whole teaching is there. Then what she's saying, Devahuti said, I'm very tired from being agitated by the impermanent desire for sense objects. Then she was very much tired. The Sanskrit is nirvinna nirataram bhuman. Nirvinna means constantly, and nitaram means constantly. And nirvinna means I am very tired. And tarshanat means I am very much agitated by the asat. Asat means these material desires are coming in me and I am very much agitated. Then to free her, that she was, in fact, she was agitated by the false ego, the ego. And all this teaching given by Kardama Muni, by Kapila Dev, he is giving her the how to get free from this false ego. Then we have also to understand that this case is not for every one of us. See? There are some people that just get married, you know, last week or 1 year ago. But here is not the case, you know. She enjoyed very much with Kardama Muni or for a long time. And at some time they have to get separated together. Then, and she was agitated, then this false ego was there. This case is for some devotee, like they are sexually agitated. Then what should be done? Then how they can become free from this false ego or identification with the body, this unbodily relationship. Then because of this, we may get some problem in our spiritual life. Then Devahuti, she wants to become detached. Yeah, that is the main the main verse, this one, which is giving us all this teaching which Kardama Muni is giving in this, from chapter 25, from the 25th chapter until the last. Then I will just explain a little bit on this, and after we will come to this. Then consciousness, normally our consciousness is polluted by the association with three modes are there. Then this false identification, it come through the three modes, lust and lobha, kama and lobha, greed. This identification, it is there. And then how we can become free from the three modes, how? Then Kapila Dev, he will give her some instructions. First, she has to understand Krishna's internal energy, then Krishna's external energy, and also his incarnation. Then if she can understand these three things, Krishna's internal energy, Krishna's external energy, and Krishna's incarnation, then one can become gradually free from the false ego. She has to understand the creation, how the elements, and this is the Sankhya philosophy. The Sankhya philosophy, if we understand where we are coming from, how the creation happened, then automatically we can become detached. We have two Sankhya's philosophies are there. One is the false, and one is spoken by Kapila Dev. Then what is the false Sankhya philosophy? In the false Sankhya philosophy, they say that Krishna does not play any role. Like Prakriti and Purusha, they come together like this. They explain that we have Pradhan and we have the Mahatattva. The Pradhan means when there is equilibrium of the three modes of material nature, then nothing happens. And the Sankhya philosophy, they explain that when this equilibrium, it is agitated by the three modes. They think that the three modes are agitating this Prakriti, then creation starts. Then they give few examples. One is, they said, look, we have dahi, yogurt. No, we have milk, and milk gets automatically transformed into yogurt. Look, nothing happened. They give also another example. They said, we have cow eat grass. And look, it's grass, the grass is automatically automatically transformed into milk. They tried to show this. But if we give grass to a bull, will it become milk? See, you defeat them. You give grass to a bull, eats grass. Huh? It does not become milk. There are some processes there. There is the super soul, Krishna, he is acting. And this is the whole... what is this verse? Yeah, this Karmana Daivani Trina. Karmana Daivani Trina. This chapter starts with what? Karmana Daivani Trina. What means Daivani Trina? Under the supervision of the Lord. You see? Nothing happened by chance. They said you give grass, you give it to cow, it become milk. No, sir, we give grass to a bull, it does not give milk. Then something is there, this Daivani Trina is there. Something. Then this word is very, very important. By the will or under the supervision of Krishna, everything is happening. And for us also, we will see this. How we will get agitated, or how we can, and why. Why some devotees are getting the right intelligence, why other they are not getting. And also the example of the milk transformed into yogurt, this is also wrong. Why? Does it happen like this? No, the germs are inside. See? If you sterilize the milk, heat it nicely, you kill all the germs, then it does not become agitated. Then there are a few things are there. They explain this transformation is only happening due to karma. And this verse is also said karma also. In this verse, we have the will of Krishna is there. This daivani karmana daivani trena karmana. Okay, we accept karma is there, but there is also daivani trena is there. There is it is everything is happening under the supervision of the Lord. That is very, very important. Then the living entity. It is fact that we become entangled by karma. But karma is not only the only things to explain. Then how to attract, we can see the mercy of Krishna. How can we attract the mercy of Krishna? Then two conditions are needed. Two conditions. When we say the mercy of Krishna, means how can Krishna, this Daivani trainer, how he can inspire us to act, or how he can help us, how he can give us the knowledge from within the super soul. Then two conditions are necessary. We have to be very serious, and we have to be anxious to get Krishna. You see? This condition. If these conditions are there, we are serious in practicing our devotional service, and if we are anxious to get Krishna, then what happened? Then Krishna, he will give us from inside, he will give the knowledge. He will inspire us from within. Teni Brahma Harida Adikava. He is still working now. It's not, it happened with Brahma and it will not happen with us. No, it will also happen now with us. If we are very serious in practicing devotional service, and if we are anxious, we are not anxious to get this or that. Or the I am only, my only anxiety is to get Krishna. Then automatically the super soul, when there are problems, there are many problems. We will face many problems. Many problems will be there. Within, outside. Most difficult problems are within. Huh? How with the devotees and how to stay in Krishna consciousness until death, the last breath. Then this is possible by the super soul. He is giving us intelligence. Then if we are not doing this, If you are satisfied, materially satisfied, and if we want to control, you see, control, we are not acting as servant, you see, when we want to control, then the super soul, he knows us. You cannot cheat the super soul. He knows our mentality. Yeah. Then he will also, what he will does, he will cheat us. What he will give the super soul, he will give us material happiness. See, material happiness? Materially speaking, we can be very nicely doing, but spiritually, we cannot do very good. Then this frustration has to be there. Frustration? See? Frustration, we want to lower it over material nature. Then if this frustration is there, then we may become serious in spiritual life. And at that time, from within Krishna, he is giving us knowledge. And this knowledge, see, knowledge is important. This knowledge, it will give us liberation. Then Prabhupada here writes, this knowledge, it cannot be imparted by anyone other than the Supreme Lord or his representatives. See, we have many representatives are there. Then this knowledge, it can be imparted. Or also Prabhupada says, Bhagavad Gita. Of course, Bhagavatam. Then, you see, knowledge means what? Knowledge means the right intelligence. We often say, if one has not good intelligence, what does he has to do? If our intelligence is not good, what he has to do? We have to borrow it from someone. See? I don't have. If you want to buy some sandwich and you are hungry, I don't know, some sandwich, I mean, prasad, huh? And you are hungry, you don't have money, borrow it. Then you borrow. Where can you borrow this intelligence from? Where? Then guru is there, devotees are there, guru, sadhu, guru, sastra, they are there. You borrow it. Then by borrowing it, or from the scripture also, there. And also, to get good intelligence, we have to control the senses. We have to understand this sambandha. Here, in this whole, devotee's inquiries, how she will get free from this false ego is by understanding sambandha. What means sambandha? Between what and what? There are three things we have to understand. Sambandha. In sambandha, there are three things. Relation between what and what? Huh? Huh? We have to understand three things. One, Jiva, Ishvara, and Prakriti. Myself, Krishna, and we have to understand Prakriti. This is Sambandha. Sambandha, see, this Prakriti is very complicated Prakriti. Very difficult to understand. But the Prakriti automatically means the creation, you see. Prakriti means matter. You know, there are so many different philosophies. Matter, it seems to be evil. Very bad. Very, why it seems, but it's not fact. It seems to be evil because of matter we are conditioned. Matter, because of matter, conditioning comes. Because of matter, our knowledge is lost. Knowledge. It was yesterday nicely explained, how avidya. Then because of matter, our consciousness become covered with ignorance, with avidya. Because of matter, we think, oh, I am material product. Many people, they think, I am Indian, or I am. It is difficult to get free from this conception, I am Indian, or I am American. Very, very difficult. Then, So we said Sambandha means Jiva, Ishvara and Prakriti. We have two. Because matter, but Prabhupada gave nice example. Is very difficult to understand that matter is not evil. Who can give some example to show that matter is not evil? Me, all the philosophers, if you take all the Western philosophers coming from Buddhism, Mayavadism, any Western, they think matter is very evil. Christians, matter is evil. It is. Then how can we get out from this condition? Prabhupada gave a nice example. Oh, matter is not evil. How? Which analogy he gave? He gave a nice analogy. He said, he gave the prisoner. Who goes to the jail, he said? Only someone who is doing some nonsense activities. But those who are not doing nothing, matter for them is nice. Matter is not evil. Matter, when using the service of Krishna, is not evil. Then we have Vedavyas. In the first canto, 175, he saw three things he saw. Three or four? It's four. He saw Krishna, he saw Maya, he saw the Jiva, he also saw time. Time. He gave one verse. Very yaya sammohita jiva, yaya sammohita jiva, atmanam triguna atmakam, yaya sammohita jiva, yaya, yaya means this maya or matter, sammohita, sammohita means the living entity, he is bewildered by matter. Why? Because triguna atmakam, the matter has these three gunas, the three, triguna atmakam. Because of the three mode, then what is the consequences? Paro api. Paro api means although he is para. Para means although he is spiritual, he is para. Transcendental. Api manoti anartham. He thinks I am material product. Anartham. And this is an anartha. He thinks. Tat kritam chappi bhi padyate. Then abhipadyati means he undergoes this kritam cha, the miseries of material. And that is the matter is creating this illusion for the living entity. It's just question of thinking, absorption. Those who are materially absorbed, they think I am product of matter. This prakriti is very difficult to understand, especially by the Western philosopher. Why? You take any philosopher, you go from Plato, Socrates, Aristotle, you go to Newton, you go to anyone. They also have made research on the matter, but no one is explaining that matter has three gunas. See? What is definition of matter? What is? How can we define the material energy? But the material energy has these three gunas. And they are not able to give these three gunas. Oh, matter is. Then what is? And the Bhagavatam in this part, in second canto of Bhagavatam, they are explaining what is the effect of the gunas. The gunas has few. The first effect, what is the karya, karana, kartritvi? Karya, karana, kartritvi. Karya, karana, kartritvi. Karya. Karya means what is the first effect of the gunas. Then, dravya. Karya, karana, kartritvi, dravya. Karya, karana, kartritvi, dravya. Dravya means matter. The first effect of the gunas, if one has to accept a covering of gross matter, dravya, this dravya. The first kara, karya of the guna. Karya, kara nakartritvi, dravya. That is the first effect. You see, when one comes in contact with the matter, he become, how he said, he become covered. It's like we have jewel, nice jewel. The brilliant jewel is shining like anything. And this jewel, we put so much mud. Then we say, oh, look. Look this muddy object. And similarly, that is the first effect. Then the second effect is we become subject to the repeated birth and death. Then this is the guna creating this. That's the guna. In Bhagavad Gita, very nice verses about what devotees should do to get out of the guna. Which verse is there in Bhagavad Gita? Very important verse. Yes. Sagunan samasitya. Brahma bhuya kalpat. You come to that level. Very important verse. That means the devotee is, he's neutral devotee. He's neutral. He's very clever. Clever devotee is neutral. You stay. Things are going, you see. Fighting is going, this material. The gunas are going. You stay neutral. You just stay neutral. You don't get involved in this. You are only involved in Krishna's service. Then you become transcendental. How is it possible? Mamchayo abhi vyacharena. What means abhi vyacharena?
Undeviating.
Yeah, undeviating. Bhakti yogena. Okay. Then if we do this, we become, then we, there is no this effect. And what is the consequence of the guna, karana? We forget our eternal relationship. We forget that we are spirit soul. Then this verse is from the Srimad Bhagavatam 2:5:19. Karya, karana, kartritvi, dravya, jnana, kriya, ashraya. Dravya and jnana, our knowledge also become. The three mode become covered. The three mode, yeah. Our knowledge become covered. Our activities become also. The gunas, they create this. When the living entity is associated with Maya, then these things happen. The first effect, the second, and the cause. Then he become Badhananti Nityada. He become conditioned Nityada. We can say forever or constantly. That is the effect of the three modes. Then another effect of the three modes is the Lord's nature become very difficult to understand. Very difficult. We cannot understand Krishna, you know. This is called Lingais Tribhir Itaya. Lingais, Linga, the mode. Sa isha bhagavan. Linga is tribhir itayir. Adhukshaja sva ulakshita gatayir. This sva, su ulakshita, su and alakshita. The Lord become unknown to us because of these three gunas. You see, that's the effect of the gunas. We become very, very difficult to understand Krishna. And to see the Lord, we have to go beyond the three gunas. It's not easy to go with the three gunas. Then we have a verse in Bhagavad Gita also on this. Naham prakashaha sarvasya yogamaya samavrita. We have also Kunti Devi's same verse, maya jvanikiya achannam. Agya adhokshajam avyayam na lakshyasi murha drisha natu natya dharu yatha. Then, this, because Krishna is adhokshaja, you know it means adhokshaja, is aksha. Aksha means what? It means the eyes, and adha means he's beyond sense perception. Then, He become achanam, achanam. He become covered by this jvanika, jvanika, maya jvanika. Jvanika means become curtain is there. Yeah, these are the. Then the Bhagavatam, he asks, what is the first? You know, in Christianity they have this the original sin. We have also in Bhagavatam, Prabhupada. In second canto, I took note of this. He said, what is the first sinful will? You know, Christianity, they said, the original sin. What happened? Adam, he eat from this this apple, huh? And he has given to... No, Eve has given to Adam. He eat, and they said, this is wrong. Huh? They said, this sin has come to everyone. Now, no one can become free from that. But the Bhagavatam also, they said the first sinful will, we want to become equally and as powerful, as independent as Krishna. That is the first sinful will. We want to become also equal to Krishna, powerful and independent as Krishna. Then we come to this Karmana Daivanitrena. This Daivanitrena, what Krishna does, you see, here is nice. This Krishna make us apuhanamcha. We forget. He is putting us in this condition, you see. Don't think that Krishna is doing nothing. The super soul, he's just sitting there and watching. No, he's very active, you know. He sees what is our meditation, what we are thinking about, what we are done. He sees if there is these two conditions are not there. You remember what is the first? Serious? Second? Anxious? If they are not there, he put us in this apuhanamcha. We forget Krishna. We forget. Yeah. There are nice analogies are given in Bhagavatam about this first sinful will. He get four analogies like this, or three. Then Krishna, he said, Prabhupada said, if one wants to become king, I want to become king. But you don't have the qualification. Then what Krishna does? You start dreaming. You walk in the street. Prabhupada said, a dog, very proud dog, you know. He walk in the street, I am dog. He's very proud. And similarly, we become very, I am great king. He's dreaming. Krishna, he put someone in this condition of dreaming. I am king. Then next analogy, he said, the child, he cries, Mama, Mama, I want the moon. Then the mother, what she does? She gives mirror. Look, this is the moon. Catch the moon. Then, that is the... Then Prabhupada explained, the karmis, they want to lower it, control. The gyanis, they want to become one with Krishna. Then they are Krishna, he is giving this reflection of the material world. Then in the second canto, 8th chapter 7, Maharaj Parikshit, he asks Sukadev Goswami one question. He asks, the spirit soul is transcendental. It is different from the body. We are transcendental. We are different from the body. Then how do we acquire this body? Is it accidentally? Does this happen by some accident? Or there are some cause? What are the causes? Why the spirit? So then Sukadev Goswami, he answered. Yes, that is coming also here. Then when we become materially absorbed, you see? Someone he is materially absorbed, then this false identity or false ego, it is created by being materially absorbed. Then one becomes bewildered with false ego. Yeah, the verse is there, Sanskrit. when the living entity become absorbed in material activities, prakriti gunishu, he become bewildered, vimurha. Prabhupada, he translates vimurha as rascals. He said vimurha in his classes. Vimurha. He become, one become bewildered by false ego, you see. Then he think, I am the door. The same verse in the Bhagavad Gita is there, huh? What is this verse? Prakriti, yeah. Huh? Go on. But here is more deeper, you see, the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is deeper. He is giving the cause of this kartaha. What is the cause in this verse? We become materially absorbed, you see. When someone is here, they say, when the living entity becomes absorbed, abhi vi sajjati, absorbed, abhi vi subject in material activities, he becomes bewildered by the false ego. You see? And he think, I am the door. That is deeper than the Bhagavad Gita. Then, this prakriti, it creates problem in our subtle body. We have three bodies. Huh? How many bodies we have? Three. One is the gross, the subtle, and the spirit. Then it is more difficult to deal with the subtle body. Very tough. We have to be very tough. This, what is in the subtle body? This false ego is there. Huh? In the subtle body. False ego. Then material intelligence is there. And their mind is also there. Then, and there is one verse in 3:24, this chapter 24, before, that the appearance of Kapiladev, he appears to free the living entity from the subtle body in the form of a limited desire, his appearance. You see, this Sankhya is very nice because your mind is just thinking, why this? It's difficult to understand, you know, the creation. If your mind is asking, why is it like this? Why is it like that? Why? Then the subtle body gets purified. The knowledge, if our mind is absorbed in knowledge, then the subtle body gets purified, quickly purified. Then the false ego does not create problem for us. Our mind is happy. We are very happy in Krishna consciousness. And we have good intelligence. There is one nice analogy about intelligence. If you have knife, and you don't use the knife for 1 year, and you keep it in some humid place, what happens to the knife? Rust. Become rusted. Similarly, if our intelligence is not
utilized
where?
For thinking about Krishna.
Yeah, in this Sankhya. In this, why is that, why is that, why that? Then our intelligence become rusted, you know. Then our subtle body, it will create a lot of problems. Yeah. Yeah. There are many things are here, you know. The question is, you see, like, where does it come from, this attachment, hatred, lamentation, illusion, and lust? The question was, how does the living entities obtain these qualities? We explain absorption, you know. by absorption. But here is given another very nice thing. He said that attachment and illusion, they belong to this quality of the material energy. It is not quality of the spirit. The hatred, you see. The spirit soul has no hatred. The spirit soul has no lamentation. The spirit soul, in the spirit soul, there is no lust. But in the material energy, there is these qualities, they belong to Prakriti. They do not belong to the living entities. Yeah. Then this avidya today, Prabhupada is explaining about avidya, the verse. Huh? That the living entity is bound by ignorance and by fruit of activities. Then the Bhagavatam explained that ignorance, it can be destroyed gradually. How? Through sadhana. Then this sadhana, we get free from anartha nivritti. More one is free from anartha nivritti, then more we become free from ignorance. I just took some, I would like to read this, you know, Madhurya Kadambini, these anarthas. If when we are in nishtha, then the eradication of anartha is pervasive. What means pervasive? Anyone has dictionary? Pervasive means something going everywhere, in water. Huh? Yeah, nishtha. In bhava, eradication of anartha is almost complete. In prema, the eradication is complete. And when we associate with the Lord, it is completely complete. Okay? The destruction of ignorance takes place gradually by sadhana, and when this we have less anarthas are there in us, then this destruction then these anarthas, they create problem for us. Because of these anarthas, then the devotee sometimes suffers, you know. Suffers means, you see, we may like be very long time in and having different difficulties are there. Okay, I will stop here. Any questions are there? Any comment?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is said that Lord Shiva can remove all the evil. Lord Shiva can remove the false evil of the living entity.
Yes.
So how does he do it?
How does he do it? What you say is right. We have four. We have Vasudev, Shankarshan, Aniruddha, and Pradyumna. Yes, huh? Shankarshan is, we say, Lord Shiva. This Ahankar, false ego. Shankarshan is not Lord Shiva, sorry. Sankarshan is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Shiva is worshipping Sankarshan, you know. Then, Sankarshan, who is Sankarshan? Question. Your question is nice, very nice, and I will go deeper into it. Sankarshan is Balara. Yes? You agree or not? You see, Krishna, he was where? Krishna was born where? Krishna and Balaram, they were born in Gokul. Then they get transferred into Mathura. Krishna become what in Mathura? Krishna become Vasudeva and Balaram become Sankarsan. You know, when if you go to Vrajmandal Parikrama, if you have done, there is this Akrur Ghat near Mathura. This is the border, you know, the border. This is in Krishna book also. Then when Krishna he took bath there, he saw that Sankarsan was Sankarsan and Krishna, and he saw also Krishna. Then Krishna he never leaves from Vrindavan. He stays every time in Vrindavan, but Sankarsan is Balaram and Krishna is Vasudeva. Okay, your question is how to get. There are two. Balaram, he killed two demons, important demons. What are the demons? Pralambasur and Dhenukasur. What means, what? Which anartha is Pralambasur?
False ego.
Yeah, lust, false ego. And Dhenukasur? Dhenukasur means ass mentality, you know, ass. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur?
Misconception.
Yeah, ass. You see the ass, what does he do? He works like an ass 24 hours. Huh? And make noise, no one, he sinks. When the ass sinks, no one likes. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, these two anarthas, other anarthas, demons killed by Krishna, if you hear about them, what happened? They will go. Like Putana's anartha, what? False guru. If you hear about Putana, what happened? This anartha go away. You see this person, you can see, oh, he want to cheat me. Quickly you can see. Is it pakka or kacha? We see this in Hindi, pakka kacha. Is he good, bona fide, or he want to cheat me? You can, this by reading, putana putana. But by reading Pralambasur and Dhenukasur, it will not go, this anartha. Then what does Bhaktivinoda suggest? You have to be serious and anxious. The devotee has to endeavor. And that is Shiva. Then Shiva is worshipping Sankarsan. And if we also, I heard from my Guru Maharaj, he said that Balaram, he's the Adi Guru. You know, you need some guru, see. Our false ego get down if we accept someone higher than us. You bow to someone, you know? No one wants to bow to anyone. I am the... Then the guru, if you accept, he can kill this Dhenukasur by his associate. But the killing will not be full. This lust is very difficult to get out of lust, you know? How? But you should do extra endeavor. More, become more anxious. When lust is attacking, you should also attack. Greater and greater. And if we do this, then you can stay. You can stay brahmachari. It's not easy, no.
With the sword of knowledge.
No, at that time knowledge is not. Knowledge is only in the middle, you know. You have to chant more, read. Yes, knowledge, yeah, you know. Is, yeah. Okay, did I answer your question? Good. Now, are you satisfied? Okay. Any other question? Yes, you want to say something? Any other? Matajis? Okay. Hare Krishna. It's not easy to get out of the false ego. You should study this and speak about it. And we can get the mercy of who? Devahuti. In the Bhagavatam, only Devahuti was agitated. And before we have Kunti. Kunti was agitated how? By what? Material miseries. My sons has gone, I know this and that. Huh? And your devotee go also through this progression. First, we will get having this problem. My father, my son, my wife, this, that. These are small problems. Then, if we go through this, we will get the biggest problem. What is the biggest problem? His lust. Very tough problem. And Kunti, Devahuti, she is agitated. And unfortunately, there is only one verse. Devotee, don't notice this verse. And the whole this part is about how to get free from this sensual agitation. Hare Krishna.